Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your daily dose of apex male energy. You know that feeling when you're absolutely crushing it, nailing every goal, but then a tiny voice in your head whispers, "Are you really good enough?" Yeah, we've all been there. Today we're tackling the beast known as imposter syndrome and self-doubt. These sneaky little gremlins can really sabotage your success if you let them. But guess what? You're not alone in this battle. Even the most successful people, those rock stars who seem to have it all figured out, experience these feelings sometimes. But here's the kicker. Knowing about it is half the battle. Today we're going to equip you with the tools and mindset shifts to conquer these doubts head on. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you crush those imposter syndrome vibes. Number 1. Recognize the imposter. This might sound obvious, but honestly, sometimes it takes a while to even realize what's happening. You feel like a fraud, like you're about to be exposed as a phony. Pay attention to those feelings of inadequacy, the constant need for validation, and that nagging fear of failure. Number 2. Challenge your negative thoughts. Ever notice how our minds can be like that relentless inner critic? When those negative thoughts pop up, "I'm not smart enough," "This is all a fluke," or "They're going to find out I'm a fraud," challenge them. Ask yourself, is there any real evidence to support this thought? More often than not, the answer is no. These are just fear-based whispers trying to hold you back. Number 3. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Don't wait for some monumental achievement to feel proud of yourself. Celebrate every win, every milestone reached, every obstacle overcome. This builds your confidence and helps you see the progress you're making. Think about it like this. If you wouldn't celebrate a friend's success, why wouldn't you celebrate your own? Number 4. Embrace the learning process. Nobody's perfect, right? We all make mistakes, and that's okay. Instead of viewing setbacks as failures, see them as opportunities to learn and grow. Ask yourself, what can I take away from this experience? And finally, number 5, focus on your values. What truly matters to you? What drives you? When you align your actions with your values, you're more likely to feel a sense of purpose and fulfillment. This helps drown out those pesky imposter syndrome voices because your actions speak louder than any self-doubt. Ever felt like you're the only one struggling with this stuff? You know that feeling when you look around at other people who seem so confident and you just want to scream, "Are they even real?" I get it. But remember, we're all human beings navigating this crazy thing called life. Take for example this guy I met recently. Let's call him Mark. He's a brilliant programmer, landed his dream job at a tech startup, you know the type. The cool office, ping pong tables, free kombucha. But here's the catch. Mark was convinced he wasn't good enough, that everyone else was smarter, more talented. He spent most of his time worrying about being exposed as a fake. Talk about living in self-imposed prison. He started questioning everything, second-guessing his code, even though he was crushing it. But then, something clicked. He realized that comparing himself to others was only fueling his doubts. He decided to focus on what made him unique, his strengths, and the value he brought to the team. It took time, but slowly, Mark started to believe in himself again. He began celebrating his wins, big and small, acknowledging his progress, and focusing on the work itself rather than external validation. You know what? He's thriving now. This is a classic example of how overcoming imposter syndrome is about changing your mindset, embracing your strengths, and believing in your own potential. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let those self-doubt gremlins hold you back. Acknowledge them, challenge them, and keep pushing forward. You've got this. So, what's one thing you can do right now to combat imposter syndrome? Maybe it's writing down three things you're proud of achieving today, or reframing a negative thought into a positive affirmation. Remember, every small step counts. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you guys and seeing how you're crushing it. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Apex Male Energy. Until next time, keep striving for greatness, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.